All right, this is listener-supported radio for music lovers in and around the Southern California region. This is 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. Live music in our studio this afternoon. Just played a show last night in Hollywood at Hotel Cafe. The Grams are joining us right now. How are things?
Hey. Woohoo! Things are awesome. We're
it's,
in LA.
Well, welcome to Los Angeles. It's Alyssa and Doug Graham, but you brought some friends today. And who else is playing with you this afternoon?
Our best favorite peeper.
Our best favorite peeper on the bass. Yeah, that's Aaron Baylor.
Hello.
And on the drums, that's Mr. Patty Ryan, or Patrick, depending on the day. And on the keys, Thayer Serrano. Serrano, whatever, apple orange, you know.
Well, welcome, everybody. There's a lot to talk about as far as new music in the works. There's a new video that just premiered. You guys got some write-ups in American Songwriter and Billboard and so on and so on. We'll talk about all of those things, but how about some music first?
Let's do it.
All right, and what do you want to play? And is all this stuff off the new album?
It is. We're going to play all the stuff from the new record.
Cool.
This is the video that came out yesterday.
2 days ago, yeah.
2 days ago, you know, if you're keeping score at home.
Yeah, it's all one day to me.
Thank you. There you go. That's brand new music for us here on listener-supported 88.5 FM. The song is called Painted Desert, and that is live music from the Grams in studio this afternoon. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You touched on it just a second ago. There is a video for that particular song. It was debuted on Billboard, yes. I believe. Who came up the concept? Came up with the concept of the video, and it appears that you do have a cameo in it, right?
That's right. As much as we fought against getting the cameo and staying home that day, no. But yeah, we got a cameo in there, and it's a great video. Louis Brown is the director of the video, and he had this great concept about just shifting reality, which is what the song was about.
Mm. Well, no, wait a minute. We had the concept of the song, which was perception and sort of the stories we tell ourselves about perception, what is, you know, real and what is not, and there's a whole universe beyond our understanding. And sort of when you're in the painted desert at sunrise or whatever, that is clear.
Yeah.
And so Louis took that and ran with that concept.
New record coming out in March, I believe.
That's right?
It's called Kids Like Us, possibly influenced by the desert and your travels in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of it is, we wrote the record kind of during the last big election, and you know, there was a sense of like, let's get the out of here. And so this song, the song Kids Like Us, which we're not going to play right now, but we played it last night. It killed. It was amazing. you know, that song is very angsty and just about, you know, getting the heck out of town.
And Doug and I grew up together, so, you know, we're sort of referencing Kids Like Us, literally.
Yeah. You did grow up together, you know, and you've known each other for a very long time. You must have been playing music together early on as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I was about 7 and he was 10, and we met when my brother was playing Little League, and they were on the same team. And then we started playing, like, you know, Neil Young songs and Bob Dylan songs around the campfire. And, you know, we were little,
old,
like,
not at 7 and 9.
Little hippie kids.
We were older.
We were playing Doctor then. But after that, we were playing around the campfire.
Oh, snap. It's true, though. No.
Doug taught me everything I know.
Oh, no.
Harmonies. I'm talking harmonies.
Okay. That's right. This is the Grams in studio here on the Independent 88.5 FM, just swinging through SoCal for a cup of coffee, really, for that Hotel Cafe show.
You know,
I did notice on thegramsmusic.net, which is the website, that there are some UK dates coming up. You guys going to tour the country, you know, maybe after the record comes out, or what's the plan for
this country?
This country.
Yes. We, I think we go for about 6 weeks over to UK and EU, and then, we'll be back here in May starting, you know, hopefully the national tour, which, you know, we're on the road forever.
Right.
The Grams on the road forever with our 1-year-old.
Probably with the same group of musicians.
Yeah. I hope so. If they don't leave us after this interview.
they're more than just hired guns. We're all family here, right?
That's right. Yes. Absolutely.
This is 88.5 FM. My name is Mookie. You are most definitely you. Kids Like Us is the new record coming out the 27th of March. Partially inspired by your time on the road, partially inspired by, I think, Alyssa, you had said in an article that you had been listening to a lot of songs from the 1960s as of late.
Yeah, I think we started, you know, we drove our motorcycle across the country on Route 66. So we wanted to sort of follow the path of musical history from Chicago to LA. And we listened at first to a lot of sort of 60s girl bands, you know, the Shangri-Las and the Ronettes and
like the starting with a Motown vibe sound in the middle of the country. And as we got west, we were listening to the West Coast vibes, you know.
Beach Boys.
You don't necessarily want to pigeonhole yourselves into a particular genre, is that right? Not Americana. Or
unfortunately, we can't, even if we try.
Yeah.
No one will accept us in one particular
genre. Yeah, every time people kind of think they know what we are, we change, and then everyone's like, oh, bummer, I liked that band.
So when you got on those motorcycles, you have guitars on your backs, or was there no songwriting involved? It was all about sightseeing and inspiration.
Very dear friends
of
ours.
Don't interrupt Mookie, man.
Sorry, it was the headphones. I couldn't hear. I wasn't sure.
It's okay.
Oh, my man. So we had some really good friends who wanted to film us doing this whole thing. So they drove along in a pickup truck. So we were like, hey, can we put our guitars in there?
And our dog.
Oh,
and
cool.
And our dog, too. So,
cool.
Yeah, they drove along with us in a truck, and we were...
But we didn't get in at once.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Promise.
What a blessing it is to be able to see the country. And yes. I envy touring bands sometimes because they get to see a lot of the country that maybe, you know, places that I may never go to. So that's
some
an exciting thing.
Some you may not
thing.
Want to.
You know, I know, right? but SoCal is good. We got him here in Los Angeles. This is The Grams here on 88.5 FM. How about another new song off the new record coming out?
We're going to play a song called Bite My Tongue, so SoCal, forgive us.
So hard out here on Foothill Boulevard. The skinny boys in muscle cars have sold their souls. I set out for Los Angeles. You know it brought me to my knees. I'm pulled up in the desert breeze. San Gabriel can go to hell. To put that to the test, hitch a wind sail to my vest and leave the ground and blow this town. The skinny girls in daddy's car have sold their souls. They wanna go, go, go. My heart is broken down, and the racist in this town, holding hard and fast. They found me out at last. I'm gonna bite my tongue.
I hope we're making some new fans of this band. We've got some live music in our studio this afternoon from The Grams here on listener-supported 88.5 FM. It's been a great week for live music in our studio. Tristan and Matt, our audio engineers, have been working really hard all week. Yeah. We've had Marcus King Band in studio, or I guess Marcus King Solo, Saint Motel, Best Coast, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and today The Grams. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, man. Cool.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing some more music off the to-be-released record, Kids Like Us. Now, if you want to do the deep dive, there are some previously releases from The Grams people could get a hold of. I did the deep dive myself on Wikipedia. Releases like Riverman's Daughter, Rattle the Hawks, Glory Bound, and The Grams and Friends are things that people could listen to, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Please do.
What was your relationship like with the great Richard Swift?
Well, it was unique, as I'm sure all of his relationships were, and pretty magical, as I'm also sure most of his relationships
were. He's a very magical character. He's one of the people who just you feel, even if you don't believe in any sort of Superstition, spirituality, anything. He just brings this extra spirit with him that you can't help but notice. And he's a beautiful man, amazing artist, and it really sucks.
And we got very little time with him, unfortunately.
Yeah, he shortly after his passing, you know, you could just see it on social media. All of these artists with admiration came pouring out of the coming out of the woodwork. So he helped produce the new record. Is that right?
He is the first producer, and we planned on doing the whole record with him. And we did the basic tracks out in Oregon at National Freedom, his studio, and
a couple of the vocals we just started doing. And we tried to get him to Nashville
to finish the record, and he was just too sick and had to go into rehab. And everyone knows the story that kind of followed. And
Dan Malad came along and helped us finish our record, but you know, it was Dan is a good friend of Richard too, and it hurt all of us, so
yeah.
But he was present while we were working with Danny as well, like just on texts, and but he passed away during the making of it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting to find that as I was doing a little bit of research on the Grams. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with this incredible songwriting and performing duo?
You know what? I think Doug and I just find ourselves in a place where we're really lucky to be lovers since we were little kids
lovers.
And playing music together our whole lives. And we just, you know, had the birth of our only daughter who's just turned one and had her first steps this morning before we drove here.
No
I'm
way.
Telling you. Yes, we were like, ah, we gotta go.
Is it exciting to think about bringing the daughter on the road or kind of backstage at shows or getting acclimated to the music industry
yes.
and
well,
performing?
Yes, well, we named her appropriately. Her name is Georgette Ida Graham, so her initials are GIG.
Oh,
and,
of course.
So girl. She's been on the road with us already for a little bit, abroad and everything, and you know, she's a rock star.
Did you both come from musical families at all?
My parents, no. Gosh, I can't believe that one day they actually bought a stereo system so that my brother and sister could bring home their like Grateful Dead records or whatever it was at the time. But her family, yeah.
No, they're not musical, but they loved music. We had a whole wall of vinyl, and my parents were very, you know, appreciative of music and introduced me to the great 60s artists, you know, so...
Well, a pleasure meeting up with you. Next time you swing through, make it a point and come back and visit us again, perhaps.
Yeah. That'd be great.
How about another song off the upcoming release?
Sure.
All right. Kids Like Us is the new record coming out in March. This is The Grams live on 88.5 FM.
Saw you today, you were stealing away with my heart. The summer breeze brought me to my knees, I fell apart. Of your reckless haste on my lips. your game. I wrote your name on my skin. And nobody knows, but I can't go home again.
That's right, and that'll do it. You guys are some of the nicest people I've ever met in rock and roll.
Oh, man, thank you.
My pleasure. This is the Grams. We are the Independent 88.5 FM.